it's not going to be a discussion as such, but just to table the names so that we can continue interacting and negotiating in preparation for the next meeting where we'll discuss the names. I think that we'll take that approach. Over to you, Mr. Akuma.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I will go on with the presentation of quarter one. With the understanding that a lot of the issues that we have talked about in the quarterly report, in the annual report, actually extend into the quarters, the challenges that we have there. Strategy in 17-18 is about modernizing the way the public broadcaster operates, rather, and bring it closer to South African audiences. What we're really doing here, Chairperson, is trying to modernize the operations of the SABC, and as I've already said, that a lot of focus is going to be on driving the digital aspect of the business, because we're very good in these other areas, but we need to respond to the requirements of the public that consumes content through digital. We've also picked up, Chairperson, that these advertisers are also looking for a package that includes television, radio, and also digital offerings. So that is what the SABC is focusing on. The first quarter performance is as follows. We made a number of groundbreaking changes relating to content. The 90% issue was raised in the first quarter. And we are also in the process saying that we are supporting the local economy in that regard. The financial quarter performance was adequate, taking into account the increased investment in local content as well as technology infrastructure. When we looked at our ratios, they indicate that the corporation is in a satisfactory financial position and can meet all its obligations. The net loss for the quarter ended up was about 178 million, which was about 145 below the budgeted loss of 32.19 million. And the reason for this, Chairperson, is that we have implemented a system for booking out adverts, because we picked up that the current system was old, so we needed to change it such that we can prevent revenue leakages. So the implementation of that that system should have been a parallel process where the old and new run together, but we just switched it into the new one, and there was a problem with booking of adverts. However, we then picked that up, and we can say that the system is relatively stable now. Chairperson, it's a bit difficult to talk through this since this first quarter was like last year between April and June, but I can say one of the achievements that we had then was, you know, the rollout of 19 low power transmitters, because we applied for the approval, and then we got that, and the process of rolling out that is happening. We are also aware that the pre-election programming, that is the elections of the local government last year, commenced adequately, and we are happy with it, and we can also report now, since this is an after effect, that the elections were properly conducted, and we got accolades for that. Spectacular sporting events that were broadcast on our platforms during the first quarter included cricket, the PSL League matches, SAFA, and the National First Division matches. And we also had to build up content for the 2016 Rio Games, which has passed. And we had boxing that we held, and the two marathons that we, you know, which are the comrades and the two oceans, if I'm right. Two oceans, yeah. And Lisedi FM and Palapala FM launched their corporate identities. What this means, Chairperson, is that after some time, the way a company looks, rather a radio station looks, and the feel of the radio station becomes stale. So we changed the logo of Palapala and Lisedi FM. You now see the black and red for Lisedi FM, and Palapala is in the famous colors, render, different colors, but it looks new and alive. So we're very happy with the corporate identity, the two, and in that quarter, set in place processes to revamp the studios in Toyando to make sure that this radio station can relocate there. Considerable effort then was put into the cleaning up of TV license databases, which I've talked about, and the end result of that effort is we did not get a qualification on TV licenses because of that effort. And what we are doing now is we're finalizing marketing plans, this is in the fourth quarter, to make sure that the new approaches of collecting TV licenses are marketed and people are not suspicious when they get SMSs, emails, and so on. Just to make it lively and easy to pay that. We also carried out a comprehensive review of the SABC's tax position, reasons being that when you get a disclaimer, chairperson, the moment you file tax returns, most likely you will have to recall them and refile. So what we did as the SABC, we took a decision that we're going to clean up all these audit matters around financial items, other than fruitless and wasteful, which does not have any impact, doesn't have any tax consequences, so to speak. Then only when that happens, then can you refile returns. And what we did in that quarter is that we reviewed the tax position, and that year in that second quarter, which I'll come to, you will notice that we refiled all the tax returns for the past 4 years with the understanding that there are no qualifications on those matters and the receiver would be able now to rely on those figures. The financial performance, chairperson, financial performance is summarized on page 10, and we're saying that in the first quarter we did not receive as much revenue from advertising as we had, and the biggest driver for that loss in revenue was because we did not capture adverts because the system that we were using was changed to get a modern system, and we should have run it on a parallel basis. However, we billed them in the following quarter. We also, as a result of not billing it, we had a problem with collecting of the cash. So you will notice that in that first quarter, it excludes about 120 million that was raised as part of our strategic partnerships to bring the SABC cash balances up to scratch, and particularly we used 15 million of that was raised by the now former COO, who used it to fund the election campaign, because our budget of 32, he had to go and raise 120 million, 15 of that was used to fund the election, and 5 million was to fund the payment of the legends that we recognized, especially those who fell out of the net of the royalties, which you know, chairperson, that the agreement said that they should be paid from 2013 forward. The SABC said we shall pay from 2006. But those who fell out were legends. We made a provision to pay them, and 5 million was raised outside to assist those legends in that regard. Their bill was about 9 million. Performance against predetermined objectives have been highlighted on that page there. You will see that we did not meet our profit target there, and the reasons we have said that we didn't meet that target was because a lot of the revenue that we should have booked didn't come through. And also, if you think about the radio advert system that captures or bills adverts, we didn't properly implement it in that quarter, so a lot of the adverts that were sold were not properly captured, but this was recouped in the quarter following. The local content requirements for SABC TV licenses, you see Schedule 1, we had 70, I mean, SABC 170, 60 and 40, we exceeded or met those targets in the first quarter. And you would also see that around the inserts, we had planned to have 90 inserts for diversifying of production of provincial content. We had 70 inserts that year. I mean that quarter. To produce, encode, and stream TV programs digitally, we had a target of 10 programs, 19 radio stations. But TV and news, the majority of radio stations continue to make available programs and news broadcasts live on YouTube channels. This, you will notice, Chairperson, that as I've said, we are revamping the digital approach to take it away necessarily from YouTube and making it active on websites, such that it's not about people who are on those platforms, but it's about whether those people can be turned into revenue for the SABC. I think to me that is what is more important, and we are in the process of making sure that the many people who follow us on these platforms can also be, for lack of a better word, the commercial enterprises can actually extract revenue from those. We are not doing a good job in that area, but we are aware of it and we are putting action plans. Human resources, we have already talked about this, the finalization of the workforce plan by the end of June. This workforce plan was finalized and submitted. We also wanted to entrench performance management by 7th April 2016, and we're saying that this performance management was rolled out and training in that first quarter was commenced. Around governance, we're saying that we wanted to finalize and install SAP GRC module. And the reason for this is to make sure that the acquisitions that on the SAP module or whatever transactions happen on SAP have inherent controls built in to ensure that a lot of financial problems that are found only on audit are prevented at that stage. Identification of controls and related gaps for procurement. What we have done is we have established the supply chain universe. We have signed off as-is business processes, signed off risks and control metrics as part of the integrated internal controls framework project that I said we've called, baptized as PINISA. We have paid taxes, I think VAT for about 7 million in that first quarter, but for the income tax, we only filed the returns in the second quarter after the audit when we were sure that we did not have a qualification. That is with the first quarter, Chairperson. I don't know if there are any questions or should I do both quarters because this is largely historical information. Should I do both? Okay. I will go, with your permission, Chairperson, to the second quarter. Second quarter, Chairperson, we recognized that in the second quarter, which is June to September, the SABC had challenges with a lot of media publicity and so on, many of it not flattering. But however, the SABC ended the second quarter on a successful note with a number of key events being broadcast on its platform. We covered the 2016 local government elections, and in our opinion, we covered it relatively well. We got accolades. I'm sure many members, honourable members here, would attest to the fact that we did what we always do well as far as elections coverage is concerned. Financial performance was satisfactory, the corporation increasing its cash balance to 660 million. What is important, Chairperson, is that the ratios that indicate that the corporation is in an acceptable financial position were also positive. The net loss, however, that we experienced in the second quarter was 256 million, mainly as a result of the below budget revenue generation. And here the two items, as we talked about, Chairperson, talk to the issue about the cut in revenue budgets, and also the fact that we had cleaned the database, as I said, in the first quarter as part of the audit, kicked out all that data, and also changed the approach. So we are still building traction on the new approaches that are user-friendly in as far as collecting of TV licenses. Of course, underscoring that must be a heavy marketing drive such that people are aware of the new methods and the reasons why they should pay TV licenses. We were happy to broadcast on all our platforms during the quarter the Olympics and Paralympics. The popularity of the SABC content via internet and social media channels was growing. However, in the current quarter that we shall report later on when you invite us, you're going to see that we are now saying that if we have this content on digital, how do we then translate it into revenue such that we can continue delivering public mandate? The financial performance is summarized therein. We are saying that revenues fell behind target for two reasons, that the budgets are being cut. That one I've already said this. And then also the issues around TV license payments. There's a nexus between the publicity that the SABC then finds itself in and also willingness to pay. And also, more importantly, that we'd cleaned that database and we're saying that we needed to drive a marketing project so that people can get used to the new methods of payments. Revenue and other revenue, as I said, we have issues with that. We're saying that capital expenditure for the quarter was 200 and year to date was of 247 million, and taxation we were negotiating with SARS at then on the TV license issue to allow that SABC to deduct 100% of the bad debts. That is what triggered a qualification chairperson, but I can report that by then, by year end, by the time the audit report was issued, we had come to an acceptable conclusion with the AG, and I can report that we do not have a qualification on TV licenses anymore, properly accounted for. However, we still having negotiations with SERS around making sure that the Tax Act supports local content, especially around the write-off in Section 24F, just saying that earlier or accelerated write-offs of local content may probably kickstart the industry's may be an incentive to the SABC to drive local content than the current setup. Foreign exchange management, I can say that the SABC still hedges its risks in foreign exchange, and like enough, the position we took, we betted that the rand would appreciate, and true to our forecasts, it actually did. The performance against predetermined objectives, you will see that we expected a profit of 1.1, but we had an issue with 256 in losses, reasons being revenue. Revenue is a big issue. The cut in budgets and that runaway cost is really giving us issues here. However, we realize that the way that we are going to claw this back is going to be in improving TV licenses, which we've done, but more importantly, giving the advertisers the platforms that they desire. They really want a package that is radio, TV, and digital, and we're working on that. The cash position, as I said, was budgeted 600 million. We had 660. Around content and platforms, you will see that we exceeded all the targets. S1 on TV, we had 70 as a target. We had 80, and S2, 60, and we had 67. S3, 40, and we had 55. Chairperson, on content and platforms, we're saying that additional channels to be carried on DTT Currently, we only have SABC News, and we are carrying that on the channel. Setting up of a new channel, Chairperson, you will notice that we have not put new channels, because you can't think of a channel without establishing funding. It's quite an expensive exercise. So we are just keeping to the five that we have, and we're saying we will just maintain that channel on SABC. But we shall raise new channels as and when we can commit funds. We get people who can commit funds to fund that channel. Around the human resources, the approval of the work plan, we said that plan had been submitted. It was updated to include organizational statistics up to 31st of March. We submitted that to the Department of Labor. Yeah. And the second performance exercise, the draft performance contracts were complied for executive directors in order to facilitate contracting. We had comments on those and we sent them back. As I said, they are minus waiting for approval. Then we also said finalization of the around governance of the SAP GRC model. We have completed and installed it in the second quarter. Identification of controls and related gaps, financial processes, accounts payable and accounts receivable. This is in reaction to the control weaknesses that the AG had found. So we have reviewed processes of HR as part of the KINISA project. We've also reviewed those around supply chain management. And we also went to the finance division to also look at it such that we can make sure that those processes can talk to proper accounting and reporting. Thank you very much.
Some of us are quite passionate when you talk about the working class there. Okay. On quarter two, number four, you talk, there's a second point about HR division. Yes. We have heard that there are a number of problems where, as we learned, there are about 4,000 workers with SABC. Okay. That is what we have heard, you know, permeating, you know, the country. But as you talk about the issue of development of workers there. I mean, once you talk about human resource division, you go down, you talk about development, etc., etc. Can you please go on and take us forward so that one is able to understand that people are not simply kicked out like we have been getting, that people are simply kicked out of the SABC and improper training is actually happening there. That's the kind of thing that we've been hearing. If you kindly could explain that. I'm further raising that vis-a-vis the issue of the finances and the financial position that we have indicated that it is at the moment a problem. Okay, at some stage, like I'm saying, you talk about 3,000 plus workers in SABC, but then again we have heard about 4,000 plus. Now, if you could explain that so that we are truly able to understand, therefore, the numbers, the development of workers Secondly, actually making sure that the poor people are protected. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Matish. Can Honorable Duncan, it's your turn.
Thank you, Chair. Apologies for arriving late, so and for allowing me to ask this question. In your presentation, the report performance against predetermined objectives, I don't know what the numbers are, but increase number of property that allow people with disabilities access to public broadcaster. And then I see you have two procurement of content of two companies owned by people with disabilities. I would just like to know who they are and which programs do they broadcast. That's the one question. And then I wasn't able to ask that question earlier, but when you count your number of viewers, you know, like Soapy is popular or not popular, when you count the number of viewers, now, like, yeah, I'm here, and from 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock, and I miss a lot of the Soapies, so I catch up on it, like Sevenalan, Muvangu, I catch up on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Now, is that number also counted as a viewer, because I catch it up on YouTube, because I don't know how those numbers are then counted if you watch it on YouTube. So, yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Honorable Service.
Let me start with two, Chair. Okay. That's how I've structured my my input. I must really agree, really, that indeed you have successfully delivered local government elections last year, SABC. As you have indicated earlier, I was concerned when you spoke about the 30 million that you needed, that you ended up making your own arrangements because the money was not available. And the question that came to my mind was, in the past, what has been the situation with regard to the previous elections? But as I've indicated, I think we need to commend you for having successfully delivered the elections. The quarter one, professional and consulting fees, 1.5 million lower than what has been budgeted for. But my worry was when you indicated that that was 16 million higher than the previous period. And I then asked myself, why almost two times budget of utilizing professional consulting fees, when there'd always been a call to find a way to reduce consulting fees. The very last one, it's staff having not checked in at hotels, which resulted in fruitless and wasteful expenditure. Normally, what happens in that kind of a situation?
Thank you very much. Any other hand? Honorable Kalako Tolash?
Not much, Chair. That at least I'm sure what we've discussed previously around irregular wasteful expenditure, we are beginning to take care of it here, as you explained. that some of the things you have to go back. But I'll be happy if when you come back to us, you indicate how far have you, I'm sure you'll come for third quarter, fourth quarter, how far have you done in that regard, as you were explaining to us earlier. Your explanation was very interesting. The other question is, now that I'm interested in, because we're dealing at the same time with this FPB bill, amendment bill, there are issues you are raising here which are more important. I don't remember whether the acting DG, when we were deliberating on this, because we're still going to come back to it, on these three issues you have raised here, that the need for the FPB to conduct regulatory impact assessment prior the finalization of the bill. We're about to finalize it now. That's why I'm raising this question, and the regulations, in order to gauge the impact of the proposed regulation. And then also the need for Parliament to consider DOC's broadcasting policy review project and the DTPS ICT policy review, which have a bearing on the online content regulation. And lastly, the full exemption of broadcasters. Content, as such content, is already subjected to the current stringent regulatory frameworks. You have listed there, for example, the examples of that. Have you finalized these issues with FPB? Because now we will be moving towards finalization of this bill. And as per our instruction, we have requested the FPB, which is leading the amendments, to actually make sure that there is an agreement and consensus and one approach with you, especially as you are in one family. So I'll be interested just to hear how far is that.
Okay.
Thanks, Chair. I concur with Honorable Dalako on how the response have been tabled. They are quite clear. However, maybe there's something that I don't know, Chair. Can I be clarified on the issue of local government elections? Really, it is this thing of being very happy having delivered local government elections. What does that mean? What is this? I think there's something that I don't know. Whether it was expected to be done by somebody else, but not the SABC. No, what's your figure,
Honorable Mazur.
Thanks, Chairperson. Chair, hysterical giggling going on behind me. Chair, just a question. I'm interested to know, in terms of legal costs that are faced by the SABC. I refer to the most recent judgment as given by the DA. One of the orders of court was obviously that it was costs were to be paid, and one of the questions was then, if the respondent could not pay legal costs themselves, then the actual broadcasting parent body would have to pay the money. Under what line item will SABC be putting these legal costs and costs incurred from legal dealings? Because I don't see it, and I could well be missing it, but I don't see it in either the first or second quarter reports. And obviously this is something that the entity is going to have to deal with going forward. So I think it's important that we know how they're going to line itemize legal costs.
I just want to find out if there's any judgment that was ever given by TA.
Given by TA.
Can
just one last aspect. on on the DTT project, Chair, I will I regard them as one of the very key stakeholders. I would have wanted if they can as well tell us the contribution that they are making in that regard, and if there are challenges that they are coming across, if they can as well share with us. As I've indicated, I regard them as one of the very key stakeholders. I'm raising this question for both one and two. Kota Lepoth.
Donna Rabimacho, thanks.
Thank you, Chair. Let me welcome the Kota report. My clarity is in Kota 2, Chair, in the issue of the properties that should be increased for broadcasting with sign languages. Their focus is only in the sign languages. What about other disabilities? Other disabilities people? I just need a clarity in terms of what exactly these properties is just for those sign languages only, or any disabilities. I'm happy with the report, Chair. Let alone as a leaders. We should ask, but other things are clear. Though somewhere there's some issues that need more clarity, but I'm clear about the report. I welcome the report. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you very much. Responses?
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I'll follow the same approach of just going and responding to each honorable member's queries. The legends, Honorable Madisha asked legends, who are they? Chairperson, just to give you a historical background, we have been taken, or broadcasters were taken to court around the royalties that are being paid to artists. And then there was a judgment that was given into that royalties will be paid from the date of the judgment, which is 2013 to date. The SABC took a decision and said, but the SABC has been using the music and, you know, other artistic creations of artists from, you know, the time when it was set up. So we say that we shall take a decision and pay from 2006, such that we can compensate many of these artists who, many of them are destitute. So we took a decision and said, much as the judgment says from 2013, we have to, as the SABC, because that time we were probably the only broadcaster of note that used a lot of music and so on, we say we will take a decision, a conscious one, and pay from 2006. However, we also then noticed from 2006 going forward, there may have been other artists who, you know, because they were not being recognized, may fall out of the loop. So we gave them an ex gratia payment of about 50,000 each as legends. That's from 1980 to about 2006. And we defined them as legends. So you'd see, for example, somebody like I don't want to use, let's say, Mr. Madisha, if he there was a hit in 1985, but wilted away. Wilted away. SABC played his hit a couple of times, but now he's destitute, he can't do too much. So we gave them a ex gratia payment. So the legends are really defined as those people who music was played on the SABC over and over again, but were not recognized. And that's the class of people that we gave. Just to say that legally, 2013 is when we're going to pay. We have taken a moral conscious decision that we pay from 2006, but we were aware that many who wilted away, in the example, when I remember you used Mr. Madisha, if he was a hit in 1985, he would not fall in any of those categories. So we said as an ex gratia payment, you would get 50,000. And we're saying that we raised this Renfio raised 5 million for Madisha's course.
Don't do that. He's no longer a hit. He's no longer a hit. He was a hit.
Before the plastic bag, I was.
Okay. No, the bag black, the black bag.
All right. Thank you, Chairperson. Just because of time, I'll just let the heat business go by. He raised an issue, Honorable Madisha, about 3,800 workers. It's true, we have over 3,800. The training that we give, Honorable Madisha, is informed by the skills audit that was conducted. So we ask staff members to nominate which courses they feel they need to attend to improve their lot in the workplace. So a couple of them choose courses from management courses to operational courses. For example, technicians would want to go for updates on how to deal with the latest broadcasting equipment. Some of this training is not even driven by the need to be trained. It's driven by the replacement of technologies. So the original equipment supplier then brings the training, and they go on this training. The numbers that you're talking about, why is it 3,800 then 4,000? We have two categories of workers. We have permanent employees, if I may say, and contractors, 3,800. Then we have independent contractors who we call on an as-is basis. For example, if you want, there's going to be a sports event in Cape Town, then there's another one in Durban and so on. We would then engage independent contractors to assist. So we have a database of those independent contractors, and we dispatch them as and when required. We share them among us broadcasters, those independent contractors. So you find today is with Super Sport, tomorrow is with SABC and so on. But we have them on our database, and we know that. That's what increases the number. So theoretically, those independent contractors are over 1,500. Majority of them used in sport and in technology, just because you don't have sport events frequently, so you can't recruit people. You're talking about the financial position. Yes, we're very worried, Honorable Chair, that if the SABC does not sustain itself, then of course there are a lot of people's lives who are at risk. And that's why we're saying that we really have to become crafty in the way we are developing strategies, especially in that area of digital, to make sure that funds can be sucked up from advertisers as they demand to just fund a lot of these activities, such that workers' rights are not, in the long run, affected by the winding up of companies. Honorable Drakin asked a couple of questions around increased properties and procurement of content from people with disabilities. The target that you see there as two is informed by a total target. For argument's sake, we may say that we want to acquire 15 properties from people with disabilities, and we're saying that in the first quarter, what is feasible is we will be able to probably acquire two from people with disabilities. And what this means is any company that is run and managed by people with disabilities and brings any offering to the SABC as far as content is concerned, they will be given priority, because it's important that we take people with disabilities seriously, because they have the same rights as any other citizen. However, historically, of course, maybe they were not given a lot of attention. That's why we have put a target to drive behavior that the moment you get an offering from somebody with disability, you should realize that you should take that to the top of the pile, to just make sure that they are catered for. Then the number of viewers is on TV. She's asked whether when she's here and follows up on YouTube, whether we count that. This is an, a research that is conducted by the Broadcasting Research, I think it was called SAF that time, the South African Research Facility that helps broadcasters. I think now it's called BRC. So what we're saying here is, I'm not too sure whether they count the YouTube. I'm sure these are viewers on TV. They carry out surveys of viewers on TV and also on radio. However, as part of the digital project, we are saying that it is a better offering because you get accurate figures. You can know who linked onto that page, how long it stayed there, such that when you go and sell this to advertisers, you're certain, because the figures on viewership cannot be manipulated when you're on a digital platform. Honorable Sadie asked a couple of questions. The first one is, where were we obtaining financing for elections in the past and such matters? A lot of that was funded from the fiscus. In the current year, local government elections, we didn't get any, as I have said. Then why was consulting fees lower than budget? What happened, and probably higher, 50% higher than what it was in the first quarter of the period it's compared to, it's because a lot of consulting projects in logistics were deferred to the current year. We had to replace lifts. We had architecture work around the wellness center and so on. So we deferred it in the previous year and it only came in the current year. I'm happy to announce that our wellness center was commissioned and said it's a very first-class service. When you do on-site visits, I'm sure some of you, if you have any challenges with the wellness, would be happy to receive you there for the few minutes. It's a very nice center, dental clinics and all that. So the staff members at least assured of wellness when they're at the SABC. So that is part of the consulting budget that was deferred. Then the other was what happens when staff didn't check in hotels. We're following this on a case-by-case basis because some of the issues here, for example, you find that a staff member has been booked to go to cover games, let's say in Equatorial Guinea, for argument's sake. Then there's an issue with transferring of flights. He goes to Addis Ababa, has to get another European Airways to take him to Malabo in Equatorial Guinea, and you find the connecting flight is missed. So those are issues that we have to deal with on a case-by-case basis. Where they did willfully ignored that exercise, we will recover from them because it's their problem. They have to pay back. What is the contribution of DTT, of the SABC to DTT project? We are actively involved with the department. We go in, for example, and in launching of DTT projects, I know that we have a dedicated official from technology who has gone around with the DG and the officials in the department, you know, launching the DTT project. One of the things that we are doing as part of corporate social responsibilities, even the assets that we would have disposed of as the SABC, like all television sets and so on, we are donating to the department to take to rural communities so that they can use it and experience the launch of DTT by ourselves if they cannot afford it. So we have a couple of sets in the SABC. Honorable Kalako said we should come back and show action on the irregular fruitless and wasteful. We are doing that. We've promised that. They say we are going to package these findings and come back to you and show you that we're serious about this. Have we finalized the matter with FPB? I think that one, Norman, who is the DG, will be able to cover that on the policy issues around FPB. I'll just deal with what the SABC is doing in that regard. Honorable Tolashi, is the name correct? Yes. Said, what is supposed to be done by the SABC as far as elections are concerned? We pride ourselves in conducting of local government elections because it is an intricate broadcasting exercise. Being able to send journalists all over the country, setting up that center the IEC center and so on, it's a very intricate process, very delicate. Dealing with political parties who are saying they are not being given coverage and so on. It is quite an intricate exercise that you will even notice that in some of the expenditure around independent contractors actually shoots up in that period because we have to have all these teams around the country. So it is one exercise that it looks, when somebody looks at the screen, he cannot appreciate what happens in the back. So we, knowing how long it takes to set this up and also the financial consequences that arise from budgeting for it and not getting the money, feel proud to have brought them out, broadcasted them without a hitch and, improving the democratic processes in the country. We feel that to us is an achievement. What is success? Broadcasting that, because the converse would have been we saying that, look, we don't have the money, so we shall only have one center in Pretoria and a few journalists walking around. But the fact that we could do that, have teams all over the country, cover each political head of a political party on elections, cover speeches and so on, hiring all these analysts and so on to cover the elections, I think is a commendable effort. I don't like involving myself in self-praise, but when it comes to this exercise, I always feel that we need to highlight it, because I also did feel it was a serious thing until I went to the back and saw all that kind of technology, human beings and so on. And by the way, we were feeding a lot of our work to other broadcasters also. So I think it is commendable on the staff of the SABC. We may not be worthy of praise.
One minute to go.
Yeah, we may not be worthy of praise, but I think let's praise the news team and all the people in technology who did that work. I think they really deserve it. Legal costs, what is the line item? Legal costs is accounted for under professional and consulting fees. So if you look at the annual report, there's a note to it, and you go to the back, it's included there under professional and accounting fees. Honorable Machova said, what is the effort beyond sign language that the SABC will do? I think the COO can cover that on my behalf.
Is that okay, Chair?
So that everybody speaks.
Okay. Let me just start by asserting that issues of disability for the disabled community are taken very seriously at SABC. And also we believe very strongly that they should not be treated in pigeonholes, that we need to streamline and those issues with all content that we offer for the nation. Because that way, as a public broadcaster, we're able to foster what we believe is our responsibility, social cohesion and nation building. Yes, we do have currently three programs that are specialized. Two of them are for sign language. The one has always been there, which is the TV, which was on SABC3. We've since moved it into a bigger platform, which is SABC2, and it's doing very well. We're currently in the process of producing another one, which is going to be in the African languages for SABC1. We are continuing to look at how best we serve that community. I hope I have answered satisfactorily. Thank you.
Thanks, ma'am. Are you done, Mr. Akuma? No, I was saying I like what you're doing to delegate to the acting CEO, avoiding the fruitless expenditure flying from Johannesburg to Cape Town and people don't speak. Acting DG?
No, thanks. I think on the question that around the FPB bill, we have, I think we will see when you come back, that we have done now the CS as we've requested. In it, it talks to those who are going to be affected by the bill when it's going to be implemented, as it were. I think the SABC, as we finalize, should take keen interest in that bill, in as it were, so that they are able to raise the issues that they have. But up to so far, we have not had a session with them, per se, but they must take keen interest on the on the project, in as it were. But thank you so much, Chair.
Thank you very much. You must also, when you say CS and then impact assessment, we are used to that. So explain to us. No, it's fine. I think we do understand. I think we are almost done, and we are done with the SABC. I assure you, Mr. Akuma, we are going for oversight from the 22nd of March, and we'll definitely visit the CBC. We may not start there, but we are visiting all the entities that week of the 22nd. But thanks a lot, members. I think we've covered everything in relation to quarter one, quarter two. Okay, thank you very much. You are now released, and then you can fly back to Johannesburg. Don't sleep over, please. Fly, there are so many flights.
Chair, we have a scopa here in tomorrow. Oh. So we are out. So
you're still working here? No, that's fine. What time does scopa start?
So on that,
I'm going there. I'm going there too. I will attend that one. Thank you very much, SABC.
This is yours as well.
Now you can speak,
Thank
Mr.
You.
Hanya. All right. Members, we are now going to deal with what television is being expected.
Nothing.
Television has been expecting what we're going to deal with now.
RTF,
so you go by, you know, when you save as?
You save it as an RTF.
Like la.
The name.
Save as.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the name, then underneath the name you have that thing as your Word document.
But what do you write there?
You don't write. Oh, there.
Save the document as well.
Oh, you save first. So that is Okutshela Rashad on your first meeting.
Yeah.
You save the document as the year 17. The date of the meeting, 02/28 in this case.
Yeah.
Then PC communication, your name.
Okay.
Level. So this one though, I haven't put my name because it's still my draft.
Okay.
Yeah. I think in what you were saying, I wouldn't mind at all that you. Okay. Response that will be heard from him at next meeting. Meeting adjourned. Let me just check the time. Okay. 59 minutes. Okay.